333, was it the ranking? Was she dropped somewhere like that, Marcus? And look, she's going to be in the top 20, right? 19 in the live ranking on Monday, which is in a couple days. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. As Świątek right now is actually changing on court.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She forgot to take, I think, a shirt. And she's allowed to do this on the chair. She is in her sports bra and just changing on court, which I believe she probably just forgot her shirt. So here she is now, new shirt on, taking the shirt with at least 1 pound of sweat, because that gets to be heavy, I tell you, when you're out there.
So she's freshly attired. The spider cam has swept away to the far corner. And this second set is about to get underway in this burning Parisian sunshine. Philippe Châtre is full. A lot of people using fans, makeshift fans, to keep themselves as cool as possible. Mukova's got to stay cool and find a way back into the contest. Sophie has suggested certain areas that she should look to exploit, but she has got the game, she's got the variety, she's got to keep those unforced errors to a minimum, but maintain the aggression. Deep forehand to the backhand side of Świątek. Now the inside-out forehand. Mukova goes back low over the net on her backhand side, then changes the angle to the forehand, up the line to the backhand of Świątek, and then in comes Mukova and plays a lovely little volley, which Świątek got to, but couldn't quite angle her return into the court.
Takes a lot of time and a very difficult time to win a point against Świątek, just because she's so quick that you have to hit at least two or three balls more than maybe against other players. And even though her backhand volley to me was a winner, but against most of the field, Świątek did get it, could put it back in the court, but she was there. So it makes you want to hit and need to hit it even better. That's when you take more risk and yourself makes the unforced or forced error.
Great analysis, as always, from Sophie Amiens, one of the top French players of not too many years ago. Still as fit as a fiddle. I think you beat me in a race up the stairs.
Not quite at all, actually. That's why I play pickleball these days.
Well, that's a very popular sport. That was an aggressive move there for Mukova. She stepped in for the second serve, pushed the forehand return long.
And again, she's tried to be aggressive in the second serve, but is not getting joy. She only won 1 point, one winner of the second serve return when she attacked it. It's not enough against the number one player in the world. Not even close.
First game of the second set, 15-0. Świątek serving from the president's box end. It's a good body serve. It is brought back into play by Mukova, who then passes Świątek, who come forward behind her plus one. There was a gap, forehand cross court, and she found it.
Well, she actually was going to hit it. I don't know if you noticed. Świątek thought that the ball was going to sell out, and it didn't. And she was like really upset after that. She jumped on place like, oh, I can't believe it.
Wow.
She's about to hit it. Let's go, and looks up and goes, oh, can't believe I let that go.
Just a glimmer of hope again for Mukova. 15:30, she's waiting behind her baseline, watching as the first serve from Świątek goes into the net. Now, will she come forward? No, she basically maintains the same return position for the second serve.
I would even drop shot off the return, a la Jabeur.
Well, here comes that second serve. It's an inside-out forehand from Mukova. Now she's slicing on her backhand down the middle of the court. She'll go onto that backhand again, low across court to the backhand side of Świątek. Onto that backhand again. Świątek changes the angle. The slice from Mukova, driven again by Świątek. Mid-court ball, well struck by Mukova. Oh, so deep from Świątek, but the point continues. She goes across court, back down the middle of the court from Mukova, slicing on her backhand. Mid-court ball for Świątek. Oh, and eventually the pressure tails on Mukova and her forehand sails out of play.
We call that explosion. Just too much for Mukova. The rally again is showing how quick, how fast the movement is from Iga Świątek. It is spectacular to watch. And if some of you have a chance to look at this woman, I know we're doing radio, but just don't look at the exchange for, you know, a couple points. Look at her footwork. Look at her movement. Well, look at the other player. That is going to tell you and show you so much about how pristine she's moving on this court.
Yeah. She's intense. She's ruthless. She's a winning machine.
Right, a little closer here to return for Muchova. See if she's attacking this, maybe down the line, further point away from the server.
Second serve's going to go to the Muchova backhand. She plays an off backhand and then drives the ball into the net.
Inside out on the return, not deep enough, unfortunately. Didn't hurt Świątek that went down the line, so then you're on the run. Yeah, she had another chance here. She was up 15-30. Now it's game point for Świątek, 40-30.
Still so many people just trying to cool themselves in the sunshine as Świątek serves to the backhand. A plus one's cross-court again to the backhand. Lots of slice down the middle of the court from Muchova, who goes again cross-court on her backhand side. Now she drives the ball to the forehand side of Świątek. Good depth from the pole, who's there again, crunching a huge forehand that's squashed back into play. Is it? No, it's just long. It's just long from Muchova. And as Sophie rightly said, another mini opportunity in that service game, as there was during the first set. She just can't quite get the break. And of course, now the pressure will go straight back onto the Czech player's serve.
Yeah, I mean, it's just difficult. I don't think she can really handle, you know, but I was wrong again. You know, when she played against Sabalenka, I thought, oh, there's nothing left of her. I actually put the score in that draw. I was with you that of 6-2 in the third for Sabalenka. Scratched it at the end of the match, of course. I did actually post it, was very honest about this. But so I've seen, and we've seen her come back from nowhere. Is she capable today? It's obviously much harder today because now she has that, all on top of that, that long match, you know, in her legs against Sabalenka in the semifinals. It was about a three-hour match or something like this, no, in the semifinals?
Yeah, and beating a world number one and world number two back-to-back is not an easy thing. In fact, it hasn't happened at Slam level since 2009, when Svetlana Kuznetsova here at Roland Garros beat first Serena Williams and then Dinara Safina in the final. That's the measure of the task facing Muchova. Red Sox Devil's been in touch saying that Muchova was his dark horse too, but he did expect Iga to win this one around 6-3, 6-3. Well, she's got the first set 6-2. The second serve to the backhand of Świątek, deep return. She'll play the off backhand again, then goes cross court to that slice of Muchova. Shortish angle, in comes Świątek, but she clips the top of the tape with her approach shot and it balloons long. He also says, but the Buckland kiss of death surely put pay to any chances poor Carolina had. Oh, how she'll be outraged to hear that Marcus talked up her winning before they even took to the court, and that alone has ruined her afternoon. Red Sox, you really cannot blame me for that. And don't rule her out just yet. As Sophie was saying, there are still reasons to be optimistic if she can improve a couple of key areas of her game. And of course, she'll hope that Iga just backs off a little bit, as she did in the early stages of her second set against Beatrice Hadash-Meyer. Muchova very close to an ace there. And she went out wide to the Świątek backhand. It was a late call, but a correct call. So 15 love, second serve. And this one goes to the backhand. It's a deep return. The backhand down the line and long from Muchova. Bill in Chicago says it's so quiet on court. I think Muchova was a little disorientated, hoping for a replay of her semi-final performance in sets 2 and 3. Well, she was mighty impressive against Aryna Sabalenka. Did Iga Świątek a big favour as well by defeating Sabalenka? Guaranteed that Świątek would hold on to this number one ranking that she's had now for 62 weeks. It'll go into a 63rd week next week. Had Sabalenka beaten Muchova 2 days ago, we'd have been fighting not just for the Roland Garros title this year, but also for the number one spot. Love one, 15-all. Muchova ready, poised. Up goes the ball, serves to the backhand of Świątek. Really deep return. Even bigger forehand from Muchova. Now she's going to play the drop shot.
She's
put it into the net.
Oh, everything that was working throughout the tournament right now is just suddenly not making it either over the net or not in the court. So, struggling here. Muchova. And this is so important for her here to try to stay close from the beginning of the second set. 15-30 now. Down love one in the second set.
side serve into the forehand of Świątek. And then a deep backhand. In comes Mukova with a dry volley that is sliced back into play. Yeah. And then the overhead is messed up by Mukova.
You can't see, and the wind is blowing.
There was a gust, wasn't there, just as that ball went up in the air.
Very complicated. But again, you know, that swing volley would have been a winner against most players. And again, it's Świątek getting to it. The movement is absolutely ridiculous from the pole.
And suddenly it's break points for the pulverizer, as many have come to term her. So emphatic, so dominant has she been at the top of the women's game for the past year or so. Deep return against the forehand of Mukova, who went deep down the middle of the court. Then she plays an inside-in forehand, and she misses, and she's been broken. And Świątek, having won the first set for the loss of two games, has quickly gone into a two-love lead in the second as we approach the hour mark of this final. Sophie.
Look, not that I want to be negative for Mukova, but we know how devastating she's been, Świątek, last year on winning six love sets. 22, I believe, last year. I think she's at least at 14 here. And she's not even close to finishing the year. I mean, 22 in 1 year, she's at 6 months, pretty much midterm of this year. And she's already have 14 six love sets.
Crazy. Crazy. I mean, she won't let go.
She's out of this world.
She just won't let go. So what can Mukova do from this situation? Can she relax? She's coming in now, and she's being passed.
Yeah. But you know what? That's all right. If that's the way that she's going to... I don't think she can win from the baseline right now with the long exchange. You know, I think that, you know, use the slice to come in, maybe slice the forehand even, a la Pam Shriver. Do something to mix up things. But from the baseline, she's just outplayed. The depth of Świątek is better than none.
Yeah. The depth, the pace, the ruthlessness. She just doesn't back off, or very rarely. That was a very late call, but I think the serve is definitely out.
Really? I think it might have... Oh, no, she's singing out. Everybody's saying, okay. Yeah. Eva was trying to attend to go see it, but Świątek saw the mark and said, no.
It was out.
You don't need to.
Yeah, the umpire was halfway down from her chair, saved her the full journey. Second serve. Świątek with her back to us. We're on the fifth floor of the broadcast stand. Backhand reply low, skimming over the net to the slice backhand of Mukova, who'll now play a forcing forehand deep to the forehand side of Świątek. Each try to outmuscle the other at the moment. It's a good strike again on the forehand side from Mukova, who then slices low on the backhand and does so again, or tries that drop shot. And I remember hearing you say that she was three from three in the first set, but the last couple worked.
She's 3 for 6 now.
Right.
So she's winning points 50% of the time. But remember, we talked about this against Sabalenka. At some point, the ball is coming too fast, too high, too quick, and the slice back end, she's late. And if you're late, you can't execute as well.
Well, exactly 1 hour on the clock. And eager. Świątek at 2-love, 30-love, having won the first set, is sitting pretty right now. That first serve just clips the top of the tape and bounces long. Oh, Sophie's celebrity friends are getting in touch with her. Pam Shriver's in the building, or at least
Pammy.
She's listening. Hello, Pam.
See, I talk to you very often, Pammy. Oh, I talk about you, sorry. Don't talk to you often. Only when I go to your space.
And when you say you talk about her behind her back, you're always extremely complimentary.
Of course.
We should stress that.
That was my last match of my career. Was
it?
Pam Shriver.
Score?
In Eastbourne, I was up a set and then I collapsed on the grass. You know, it was not easy to play. Well, I was not easy on grass either.
That was your surface.
Yeah.
That's a great return.
Go.
She
Here's
steps
return.
In, hammers a forehand return up the line for a winner.
That's what I meant for her to do from the beginning. 121K, you have to approach it. You have to give it more margin for her as far as going, you know, inside the court a little bit. But down the line is the further point away from the server. Remember, it's a straight line. It goes faster to the air. And the server is already on the diagonal. So it is key to use that. And coming to the net behind it was a perfect tactic.
30-15, the service to the backhand of Mukova, and the return is long again. We're seeing that too often, and I say that not because I have anything against Iga Świątek, but the big crowd here wants some excitement, want a battle, and right. I still think there's the potential for that, but she's leaking too many errors, Sophie, isn't she?
I agree. Well, this was 19 on the count of the unforced error from the racket of Muchova for 12 winners.
And first service.
Big of a gap.
That first serve was long. Muchova stepped out of the way. The line judge, who was slightly blocked by Muchova, jumped out of the way as the ball came towards her and was then expertly caught by the ball boy behind her. Bit of a line, and they're all watching now as Muchova goes down the line with her backhand. The return is so firmly struck by Świątek. First on the backhand, then the forehand, which got a slight net cord, but the point continues to slice down the line and long from Muchova. It's another game for Świątek.
Well, I mean, the storyline of the day has been, number one, how Świątek, you know, came out of the gate with the depth that she really had throughout the match so far is absolutely grand. And the fact that with that, she's getting some shorter reply and she's standing on the baseline for probably, I would think, 60 to 70% more time than beyond the baseline when she hit shot. And when you have this, it feels like a roller coaster. It feels like a bulldozer just at you constantly, constantly putting pressure and being on the attacker. And I think that Muchova is definitely feeling the heat right now. At a set and 3-love down, this could go very quickly. Have we been on court more than an hour
just
yet?
Just over an hour, so yeah.
Well, that that's a good thing when you Muchova understand the time. For her to come back from this, it's going to be difficult. But I said that once already in this tournament, and I was totally wrong.
While there's life, there
just
is
never
hope.
Know. Well, she started to cramp when she was 5-2 down against Sabalenka Muchova, and all of a sudden, you felt like she just got a third, fourth, fifth, whatever. How many can you get?
Well, hopefully one more. If Świątek does win today, she's going to become the youngest since Monica Seles to win consecutive titles at Roland Garros. She'll join Seles and Naomi Osaka as the only women in the Open era to win each of their first four Grand Slam titles. And she'll become the youngest to win her fourth Grand Slam title since Serena Williams, who did it at the US Open 99, the French 2002, Wimbledon 2002, and also the US Open in 2002. Rook over at love three, looking for the ace out wide to the forehand, but missing. She'd also become the youngest player to win a seventh clay court title since Conchita Martinez back in the 1990s. She's breaking records for fun. Slice on the backhand for Muchova. She's coming in now. She's playing the backhand volley, but she was stretching for it. It's gone long.
It's sad because, you know, she's not getting any reward from her effort, unfortunately, Muchova. Everything is that little bit long, that little bit wide, that little, you know, clip of the tape and staying on her side. I mean, it's rough, but, you know, you have to give credit to the pole. Just too good so far.
And as calm and as composed as Muchova is, this will hurt. Here she is, her first Grand Slam final, and there's a grave danger that it's going to fly by now in the blink of an eye. But love 3 and love 15 in the second set after an hour and 6 minutes, having lost the opening set by 6-2. She serves now to the backhand of Świątek, whose return cross court is wide. So that match against Pam on the grass, your best surface, you're a setup. You know it's your last ever tournament. Did you know at that point this was potentially going to be your last ever match?
It was actually, I think, did I qualify? It was the first round. Yeah, I think I qualified there. I just got into the qualies because somebody didn't show and I was very lucky to get in, actually. So I didn't know it was my last, but I felt like it was pretty close because I was already quite semi-retired. So it was a bonus match, let's put it this way.
Excellent 1-2 punch there from Muchova. Good serve down the middle, and she stepped in and put a plus one away on her forehand side. I don't mean to go into detail, but did you collapse in sets 2 and 3? Can you remember what the score was?
No, but I'm sure I can find out. Do we need to know?
No, and if necessary, add a few games on.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know. The best thing that happened to me in Eastbourne was when we were doing the skits. You know, we used to have a skit in Eastbourne with all the players making fun of players, coach, parents. It's pretty hilarious, actually. Pam remembers that, I'm sure.
What? So you kind of roasted each other.
Mr. Capriati.
Oh, goodness.
Yep, it's pretty funny.
All the material there, I'd have thought. Right, beforehand, into the net with a plus one, this time from Mukova.
This hurts.
It's 30 all. Is that a 10th error on the forehand side? I think it is, according to the official scoreboard, anyway. And in comparison to just two errors off that wing from Świątek, who waits. Knees bent, adjusting her white visor, watching as the serve goes long. So quickly into even that one, though, she takes everything so early.
Yeah, she's going to attack that second serve, I can tell you that much. She can feel the stables.
She can. It's a deepish second serve, to be fair to Mukova, who then plays a languid backhand. Deep again from Świątek on the forehand side. Cross court on the backhand from Mukova. Same shot from Świątek. And then a winner right into the backhand corner of Świątek. That's better.
That's her 14th winner of the match. For six on the other side for Świątek. But the unforced error once again for Iga Świątek. Very, very low at six as well. So such an even match for her. Well, Mukova could get on the board here. This is very important again.
It is. Just get yourself a foothold.
Yeah.
See what might happen. The breeze ruffling her skirt. As she served to the backhand, she's going to serve and volley. And she does. No, she doesn't. There was a really late call. She came in behind the serve, the backhand.
Yeah, it's on the line. Erased by the foot of Iga Świątek, was going to see it with Eva, who's coming off the chair very quickly. And, you know, Iga is not somebody who's going to argue or say anything. She sees it good. Just conceded the point. And it is Mukova who's avoiding the bagel, which would have been the 15th bagel of this year for Świątek. Already has 14. By the way, double bagel for Świątek in this tournament against Jingyu Wang. That was in the round of 32.
Yeah. She was she was ruthless. It was only against Beatrice Haddad-Meyer that really she had any stiff competition. Coco Gauff did ask some questions, more so than certainly in the final last year. But it is a game for Mukova, and now we're into a lengthy rally. First point of this next Świątek service game. She hammers a forehand to the slice backhand of the Czech, and then off the forehand side, Świątek errs. She goes long down the line.
That's the first time that Mukova decided to go back to the forehand twice. And actually surprised Świątek, that was already anticipating the backhand slice cross court. And you saw Mukova going to her towel gingerly. She's really definitely walking slowly to go to her towel and back to get ready.
Still plenty of time on the shot clock, which ticks into single figures, but will stop as the service motion begins at 4 seconds. Backhand reply, mid-court ball, taken now on the forehand side, sweeping across court from Mukova, who's now coming in behind a forehand, and the pass is wide.
Oh, she still has some resources out there, Mukova. And the fans are definitely wanting more here. That's a great play again, coming forward.
Well, of course, 3-love is one of those misleading score lines. It is only one break of serve. There's just a chance that Mukova might get that back here. Love 30. Now, she's had opportunities before, and Świątek has snuffed them out. First serve is sliced back on the backhand by Mukova, who now plays a floaty forehand to the backhand side of Świątek, who crashes a winner from behind her baseline, almost out of nothing.
Yeah, painting the line too with that last winner. Number 7. Exact number of enforced two winners still, 7-7 for Świątek. By the way, she only faced one break point that she saved throughout this whole match.
Yeah, well, Mukova has got to fashion some more of those, obviously. Ooh, that's a really good first serve. It was right on the line, then the hook forehand cross court. It's squash shotted back into play by Mukova, but she's now wrong footed. Doesn't move as Świątek goes back across court on her forehand side. From love 30 to 30 all, is this going to be another of those nearly games for Mukova on the Swiatek serve? There's a mixture of chants out there at the moment. Before the match, these Swiatek fans were so loud in the main corridor outside. Philippe Chatrier doesn't like that throw up.
You mean that toss?
Toss.
Throw up sounds a little bit rush.
You're right.
Toss. Harsh, I would say.
Yes, that throw. Yes. I'm not suggesting that she's vomiting before every single serve.
Hey, there's one left.
Oh, well, she might feel a bit sick about that. She's just missed on the sideline.
It is.
Guess what?
Yep.
Break point.
Second break point of the match for Mukova. You know, I did tweet and said, can somebody guess how many times Stefan is going to laugh today? And so far, I had one laugh, Stefan.
Is that it?
Yeah. Well,
only one?
Obviously, you know, you got to come up with some more, you know, of that kind of sentences that you just put
I'll try. I'm trying to be sensible because it's the final today, you see. That's best right. Behavior. But here we are. Break back point chance for Mukova. And Swiatek serves to her backhand. Deep return. It's a good one. She's in business possibly here. The inside out forehand from Mukova. Now she drills one to the forehand side of Swiatek, who goes cross court. Up the line. It's a winner from Karolina Mukova. She has broken back. Just moments ago, she was 3-love down in this second set. We thought it was possibly nearly all over. And now, she is back on serve. She's back in business. And maybe, just maybe, Sophie Amiak, we're going to have a final on our hands after all.
What an effort just to go after her shots and to be a lot more aggressive in this game, just throwing everything she's got. So a lot more pace in those ball and a lot more depth. And that is a lethal combination. If Mukova can keep at it this way, she's going to have a chance to come back in this match. But can she do it physically as well? Because the road is very long. One thing at a time, one point at a time, one ball at a time. That's all she needs to think about right now in this changeover.
Yeah. And how many times do we say, yeah, you might break your opponent on a clay court, but you better make sure you consolidate the break in your next service game. Earl's been in touch again and says now that Gigi has left, she hates all the film or television related tennis puns that we've been coming up with for far too long now. But he does suggest
there's more.
Mukova ado about nothing. Which actually is very good.
It's pretty good.
Bearing in mind how you spell Mukova.
For some of you who didn't listen to us earlier during this fortnight, we've been having people and a lot of our listeners coming with, you know, some of the name of the players as what kind of movie title could we have with, you know, putting their name in the mix. So
I think we did exhaust that.
Which one was the best one in your mind? Do you remember or not?
Well,
this one is pretty good.
I still liked the 40 Towers television program, which has been renamed 40 Bowers after Chris Bowers. That got me laughing. And also, there's a television program called Open All Hours, and because Chris wasn't working every day, it got changed to Open All Bowers. As first point of this critical service game sees Mukova net from the forecourt.
Oh, she was at the net again. I mean, hit the overhead almost right back in the racket of Swiatek. Or Swiatek is just probably a mind reader because she just picked the right side once again. And try to drop shot with a backhand volley, but no luck. Love 15, 2-3 in the second set. Mukova serving.
Richard says they think it's Mukova. It isn't now. That's a reference to the greatest bit of football commentary of all time. During the 1966 World Cup final. I'm sure that Sophie remembers England winning on that occasion against West Germany at Wembley.
That's all I remember.
See if you remember who won the FA Cup final this time last week in a moment. Backhand now drilled on the return by Swiatek. Then she puts up a short ball. The forehand is covered on the backhand side by Swiatek. She's there again with that hook forehand. So too is Mukova. Oh, there was a lot of power and guile in that shot.
Things are changing from the racket of Mukova. She's just relentless. She does not want to go down. The woman is incredible. She did this against Sabalenka when she was down 5-2. By the way, it's Manchester United. And now she is still here, wasn't it?
No, it was Manchester City.
City.
Well, they beat Manchester United.
I know, I was so close.
Close. No, I'm impressed. One last football question for you in a moment.
For me?
Yep. Thanks. Mukova's first serve clips at the top of the tape. It's the Champions League final tonight. Who do you think is going to win that?
Is it men or women?
Men.
Oh. Who's playing?
Manchester City again. Oui. And Inter Milan.
Oh, ça c'est difficile, hein? Très difficile. The Italians.
Oh, no. I think they're going to be heavy underdogs. Forehand return into the net from Świątek, and maybe just the first show of frustration.
Yes, it is the first show of frustration she's getting, but a great slice serve, moving Świątek a little bit off the court. And she knows Świątek. She has obviously the experience and much more experience in this situation. And this ain't Caro. For Carolina?
Yes.
I think that's what they're saying.
Let's see.
Well, and often it's not necessarily because they were backing Mukova to begin with. As we often say, tennis crowds, they want a match.
But you would think that Mary Caroline Garcia is playing right now.
Well, yeah.
Caro.
Well, the atmosphere's... I mean,
wouldn't they love to have that?
When the French players were in action earlier this fortnight, it was amazing. That's a really good serve. The return is rushed by Świątek. It misses the baseline by a mile.
Wow, 176 on that serve down the tee. And that is in kilometers per hour, about 110 miles per hour. That is a very good serve at that stage of the match for Mukova.
Well, a point here to make it three games in a row for Karolina Mukova. It's a good serve, a very good serve. The instinctive backhand return drifts wide. And Mukova is on level terms in set number two.
Would you believe it? Would you believe it? Can she do this again?
Aye.
An hour and 19 minutes on court. And that was two back-to-back first serve. Second serve winner as well. That's 3 points won very quickly off the serve.
Yeah.
Let's see how Świątek is handling that pressure right now.
What an upgrade from Mukova. Świątek misses with her first serve. Max has noted that both Manchester City and Iga Świątek are going for the treble today. It'll be a third Roland Garros title for Świątek. City have already won the league and the FA Cup in England. None of those helicopters that Gigi was talking about go overhead as well. There was an opportunity with the return on the backhand, but Mukova's missed it.
Just by so little. Again, margins are so, so small.
Świątek just looks up, then settles herself.
You know, that's her, again, it's a little bit of her, what do you call it?
Ritual. Yeah,
she always looks up with her head first.
Superstitions.
Yeah, not sure why, actually. Has that question ever been asked? It's a ritual.
Sometimes players do things they don't even realize they're doing.
Yeah, no, I know she knows, but... Yeah.
Well, here comes the second serve. It's a good one. Forehand return down the middle of the court from Mukova, and then a miss hit as she goes cross-court on that forehand side. Again, the pace, the depth of Świątek asking questions.
Mukova is more aggressive right now. Of course, the wind is behind her, but she's trying to step into it also and be a lot more aggressive in this game. Świątek, it's working wonders right now with a 30-love lead, 3-all, 6-2 Świątek in the first set.
And the sign of a champion under a bit of pressure and... hitting back, you would think, almost straight away as she serves again to the forehand of Mukova. That's a good return, though. It had Świątek going backwards, and then as Mukova comes away and tries to finish the point with a forehand, she just misses.
Love that slap of forehand. It's a slap. I mean, she really relaxes and just hits so much with elasticity at impact. It's hard to control. It's flat. And that's why she's down here. Świątek serving at 40 love in this seventh game of the second set.
Hello to Nadine, and thank you for your very kind words on your tweet. Świątek goes flat with a forehand, and now she's onto the backhand. Backpedaling Mukova gets a mid-court ball into play, then slices on the backhand. Świątek thinks about coming forward, but she's going back again to the forehand, hook to the backhand side of the player from Czechia, who's now going to wind up for a big forehand down the middle of the court. That's repelled by Świątek on her backhand side. Who's going to blink first in this rally? Slice on the backhand from Rukova, up the line by Świątek. It's a winner. And she's bounced back brilliantly from losing three games in a row. She holds to love and she marches back to her chair, left arm pumping with delight. On serve, 4-3 in the second set.
Oh, Marcus, once again, I mean, just when, you know, when it gets tough, you see how Świątek's reaction was right there in this game. I mean, she knew that she was just in a really difficult position being at 3-love after being up 3-love at 3-all. And just right there, I mean, you can tell she's just pretty much going in fourth gear. She's like, you know what, I've got to be really, really be careful in this game, and holding it at love, that's telling about the champion that she is.
Well, a little pocket of Czech support doing their best to maintain Karolina's spirits. She's sitting down underneath an umbrella at the moment, both players being shaded from this incredibly amazing hot sun. There are lots of fluffy clouds, lots of blue sky as well. The breeze, which is a godsend, but if you're in the sun and the breeze isn't really getting to you, it can be very uncomfortable. And when you're serving at 3-4 in the second set of your first Grand Slam final, having lost the first by 6-2, then you're certainly going to feel the heat. But there have been really good signs from Rukova in the past 15 or 20 minutes. Can she hold her nerve and her serve again? Well, she's ready to try. Leans forward, leans back. Serves to the backhand. It was a deep first serve. The plus one's good on the forehand side from Rukova. Now she strikes a very powerful backhand. She's having to stretch for a forehand. Again, her opponent taking the ball so quickly. But then Świątek is forced into a defensive position on her backhand side, and she couldn't shovel the ball into play.
You know, the shot that's been working in this past four games, actually three, when she came back from 3-love to 3-all, not so much in the last game where Świątek won that game at love, is the forehand down the line. The acceleration of the forehand down the line has been really hurting Świątek. Just so much pace and very close to that sideline.
Well, that's a good start to this eighth game of the second set from the player currently ranked at 43 in the world. That returns just a slice back into play on the forehand. In comes Rukova. She's going to play a little volley that clips the top of the tape. And that's enough to win the point. Świątek was herring in. I think maybe if it hadn't clipped the tape, she would have got to that.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? Luck's part of the game. Yeah. So a little luck from Rukova. She needs all the luck she can get right now.
Yeah, used to work with a producer. Always said, I'd rather be lucky than good. Unfortunately, he was neither. Well, that's all right. Sophie's 50-a-day habit is just catching up with her a little bit. 30 love. Miss first serve. Sophie swigs from the water bottle that I always worry about, because that's the
allergies,
one that I got drenched allergies with the other day.
Lots of allergies. We have the highest pollen count that we've ever had here in France.
Second serve. Oh, what
return.
A return on the backhand side from Świątek.
Inside out in the corner of the court. Just completely stood still right there. Rukova couldn't do anything. 30-15 still.
Big cloud is just hovering above Châtrier, blocking the sun a little bit. Rukova at 3-4, 30-15. She's ready. And she served to the backhand. She's going to serve and volley again. It's not a great volley, but the defensive lob wasn't good from Świątek, and there was an easy put away at the net for Rukova.
Absolutely love what she's doing right now. Just taking so much chances at the ball. Boy just hit the back of the racket of Świątek, and Świątek lost her racket on the ground. You know, obviously the boy right away saying, I'm so sorry. So did Świątek, but that doesn't happen very often.
I don't think I've ever seen that happen before.
No, me neither. I think a ball was coming in that peripheral area. 40-15, Muhova, 3-4 in the second set.
There'd be a big roar if the player from Czechia wins this point. Huge flourishing forehand, though, from Świątek. Puts pressure on the Mukova forehand. She tries to go down the line, but that was always missing.
At least she's hitting through that ball. Muhova, a little bit deep on that one. Still a chance here for evening things out in this second set, which we all thought was going to go very quickly the way of Świątek when she was up 3-love.
Overcast. Very exciting at the moment, an air of tension, just a feeling that maybe Mukova
can
mount
serve and volley again.
An extraordinary comeback. Yeah, it looked like she was going to, but she's put the first serve into the net. Świątek waiting with intent behind her baseline. Second serves to her forehand. Oh, it's a stunning return, but a good deep backhand from Mukova. Depth from both players on this rally is fantastic. And then the backhand into the net from Świątek as she tried to go across court with a short angle. And Mukova's held on. Nothing to separate them. Four games all now in this second set. An hour and 28 minutes has been played.
So new balls. Most likely both players change racket on new balls and go to something that is a little tighter. And, of course, Świątek changing racket. Muhova. Oh, Muhova is now realizing that it is new balls. And she's going to run to her back very quickly. Yeah, she's asking the ref, is this new balls? Yes, it is. Now she's running to her back. I knew that was going to happen.
You're spot on. You're sharp there, Sophie, I must say.
I felt it. She's, at least she's focused on the game. If she's that focused that she's not kind of listening to what's going on, that means she's within herself.
Did you always know when it was new balls?
No. I would, when they say new balls, I'm like, oh, okay, that's new balls. Because there's no way you can keep track of so many things out there. You have split seconds to execute everything. It's ridiculous.
So it is new balls at four games all. Świątek from the president's box end. The sun's out again. It's very bright once more, and that first serve clips the top of the tape and goes long. Snap from Max as well. It's a good one if it happens. Come back to it in a moment. The second serve to the forehand of Mukova. Lofted ball goes long from Świątek. She's unhappy about something. She's moving forward. She's having a look at... Oh, she's
like
looking
a
at
bad bounce or
mark,
something.
Yeah, maybe the ball just... Of course you get those occasionally. Just got to deal with them. Max says that if Świątek wins in two, Sophie, she will become the first woman to win her first four Grand Slam titles in straight sets.
Wow. Never stat to go in the history books.
Yeah. If it materializes... And, of course, potentially she's just a couple of games away from that. But it's 4-all. It's love 15. Exaggerated pause. Now the serve to the backhand of Mukova, who finds good depth. And the forehand is wild from Świątek. And listen. She's screaming up at her box. She's banging her head with her left hand.
She's like, she doesn't understand what happens. Where did my tennis go? Where is this going? I mean, she was at 7-4 not long ago, when she was up 3-love. Now the 11-4 errors here. And the whole crowd is chanting, Caro, for Carolina. First name of Muhova. Czech player waiting for the serve. Love 30. 4-all.
Mukova doing her best to block out all the surround sound, just focus on this serve, which is a good one. Off balance, Mukova does get the ball back into play. Forehand cross court, Mukova gets to that one as well. Now she's there with a backhand drop shot. I think Świątek will get to that. She does. Half volley lob is back in court from Mukova. Up goes the high lob from Świątek. A backpedaling Mukova will smash it, and she smashes it wide.
Couldn't she take that in the air?
I think so.
It felt to me that she had a chance to take that in the air. Maybe she thought that maybe that was going to go wide, chase that one, and then readjust it to try to take it after the bounce. Was not quite set to hit it. And I think that she might have thought that it was getting out. And unfortunately, not set to hit that one. Makes the mistake wide. What a point that one. We got to put an asterisk next to that, because that could be a really big mistake for her, or a really good play and get from Świątek. Still alive here at 15:30.
Yeah. And putting her first serve into the top of the tape, and it bounces wide. Yeah, it was a really good pickup from Mukova, but an excellent lob in a defensive position.
Not in here to return. Sorry,
Świątek.
Marcus. I wish Mukova would move forward in this return on second serve. None of that.
No. She's standing her ground. Very deep second serve. Big forehand return from Mukova. Then she goes up the line. She got that wrong from the moment ball.
See, if you're
going to
do this, if you're going to do this at a point, wouldn't you take charge on the second serve that was 130K? That's very, 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 very slow. 80 miles per hour second serve. So attackable.
Well, that's two that got away from Karolina Mukova. So 4-all, 30-all. She's still in this service game. And we know that there is some growing frustration from within Świątek as she serves to the forehand. Big driven return straight back at Świątek, whose plus one goes long. And here is a break point. Remember, she was a breakdown in this second set. Now she's got a point to go a break up. God, listen to the crowd now.
This is playing probably some game in Świątek's head right now, to be the one that probably 70% of the crowd is for her opponent. That's normally the opposite. She was the player that everybody wanted to win since she won her first major here at such a young age.
First serves into the net.
Things
now
have changed.
What are you going to do here, Karolina, with this return?
She's still not stepping in.
No. Identical position, returning, be it first or second serve, sways gently. Here comes the second serve. It's short against the top of the tape.
You've got to move forward the way that she's shaking on this serve. Move. Oh, she's
going backwards, if anything.
Yeah.
I think you might have to go outside and scream, get forward, Karolina, in a moment, because it's going to do both of us in otherwise. Second serve again.
Oh,
it's a double fault. It's into the net.
She is now losing her marbles. Oh, that hurts. It is so difficult. Think about it. 50,000 people in this stadium, probably 7 to 80% chanting her name, Marcus. How would you feel?
Well, I'd have run away a long time ago.
Right.
But what a change around. Remember, only 15, 20 minutes ago, Iga Świątek is 3-love up.
I was counting the six-love sets.
Yes,
I was saying, she already had 2, 3, 4 6-love in this tournament alone. And I was thinking, well, that's 14 altogether. We could go and see a 15-1 here for 2023, as she had 22 6-love sets won in 2022, shattering this record. I'm sure if she continues that way for 2023. But
no, absolutely.
Look at where we are now.
And Mukova was under pressure in that service game. She managed to hold on. And suddenly, from 3-love down, she is poised to serve for the second set. 5-4 up, courtesy of Iga Świątek's first double fault of the match.
Yep, there's time for everything, but you know how shaky, I guess, even the number one player in the world, even the best mentally, the toughest player mentally, who, you know, Świątek is one of them, they all crack under pressure. They all are human. It's good to see. I'm sorry for Świątek. I think she's an extraordinary player, but you know that gives hope to the rest of the field somehow.
Yeah, but this set is not done yet.
No, of course not.
Mukova has still got to navigate her way through this service game. She's gone to the far end from where we sit, so she's just in front of a pretty packed royal box, and the trophy is there, right at the front, almost within touching distance.
8 tournaments won last year in 2022 by Świątek, shattering records right and left. 2 this year for the number one player in the world.
A Well, she's missed with the first serve. Here comes the second. It's to the forehand cross court from Świątek, guided down the middle of the court from Mukova. Now onto her backhand. Whoa. Down the line. Just misses.
Again, that is so close to the line. Even Świątek was looking at that one flying, going, please go up, please go wide. And it sure did. It does help to talk to the ball sometimes.
Oh, yes. Yep. Some listen. Well, both these players were pushed hard in their semi-finals. We know what Mukova did. Don't forget that Beatrice Hadashmaya came very, very close to taking Świątek into a deciding set, but she upped her game when she had to, as a gentleman just walking along the gangway very near the front of the court, who's caught the attention of both players. He's gone down the steps and disappeared. And play can continue. Oh dear, what a wild serve that was.
Yep, that was mid-court, in the middle of the court, matter of fact.
Well, of course, Mukova is suddenly feeling it, serving for the set in her first slam final. Oh, that was a brilliant, brave second serve. Backhand cross court from Świątek, slice on the backhand from
right on the line.
Mukova. Yeah, it was right on the line. Then she drills one. Oh,
and
she
again,
misses.
This is the backhand down the line. But the slice cross court right on the line. I mean, it was a good play. Just trying to go for the line way too much. But you know why? You have a player who is so quick across the net. You have to do more than usual. You have to place the ball closer to the line to get her maybe on the back foot. And unfortunately, by that token, you take a lot more risk and you make a lot more unforced errors. That was, by the way, her 26th unforced error for Mukova for 18 winners.
5-4, love 30, missed first serve again.
By a mile again.
Yeah. Been some wild serves in this game, perhaps just betraying the nerves. Calm of demeanour, but her heart must be beating. Second serve to the backhand of Świątek. She now goes cross-court to the double-hander of Mukova. She struck that nicely enough. Now she's slicing the backhand to the forehand side of Świątek, who goes cross-court. A stretch forehand from Świątek keeps the ball in play. She's just gone forward, and then as she goes backwards, she misses on that backhand side, slicing it, but slicing it long.
Do you know that over the tournament, Mukova has used her slice backhand 40% of the time versus Świątek only 3% of the time throughout the whole tournament? And that is exhibit A, why Świątek doesn't, because she has not that confidence. You saw it floated out, and just not as confident at all.
You've done your homework again, Soph. You've got every stat. This is a massive point. 15-30.
She can't put a first serve in this game.
No. She went down the tee, missed by quite a distance. So a second serve. Świątek sort of creeping slightly forward as she waits and sways and watches. And that second serves to her backhand. Great return to the feet of Mukova, who in turn finds good depth. Oh, and then she completely mishits her forehand.
That first serve is definitely MIA in this game, and it's costly because she is from the get-go, because of the return and the aggressivity of Świątek on her back foot. It's a double break point here to get the break back for Świątek to even things out here at 5-all.
She takes a visible sigh of relief or breath to try and release a bit of tension, does Mukova. And then she pulls out of the ball toss. Finally, she's ready. And again, she's missed with the first serve. That one clipped the tape and bounced long.
You know that the attack down the line is coming. Świątek is going to step in that one. Very close to the baseline.
Second service to the backhand. It just bunched Świątek up a little bit. Forehand now. Forehand to forehand. A slice from Mukova on the backhand side. The inside out forehand from Świątek, keeping the ball very low and going back onto the Mukova forehand. And she changes the angle again to the slice of the player from Czechia, who goes wide. And a big opportunity goes missing for Karolina Mukova, serving for the second set. She is broken to 15, and the players are level again at 5-all. As we say hello to Brooklyn, who's listening from a Pimm's queue at the Hurlingham Club. He's watching some polo AirPods are in, not missing a point of the action.
Well, glad you're with us.
Spot of polo at the Hurlingham. I could see you there, Sophie.
I love polo, actually. So one of the best polo game in Buenos Aires. It was about 6 years ago. It was the final of something. It was kind of like watching Wimbledon final, I heard.
Yeah.
Mercedes Paz told me, said, you're in Buenos Aires, you're going. Mercedes Paz used to be, of course, on the tour from Argentina, a very good friend, and played doubles with Gabriela Sabatini in the days. Gabriela Sabatini in the legends here.
Yes.
So great.
Did she win today?
I don't know. I know she was playing.
I'll have to check the results for you in a little while. Oh, no, she lost. Mm. She lost. As
Świątek
goes long. Yeah, she lost 7-6, 6-4 alongside Gisela Dulko to Lindsay Davenport
and Agnieszka Radwanska.
Guy Forget and Fabrice Santoro were also victorious today. Very slow second serve, 126 kilometres an hour. Rakova's going down the line on her forehand cross-court. Good angle from Świątek, who then goes back across court under pressure on the forehand side.
Well, if you're going to play down the line, I tell you, if you down the line shot is not good enough that you're putting your opponent really on the back foot, then you're going to eat it cross court, because that's called the rabbit. You are going to be the rabbit in the short cross courts, because obviously this is a longest run, so you got to really hurt when you go down the line.
5-all, 15 love. Świątek just regaining sufficient composure, it would seem, to get back on track towards her fourth Grand Slam title.
That was kind of a second serve in the first serve at 139 kilometers. Still, Muhova, big mistake, I think. She's way, way behind the baseline to return. Ugh,
so first to her backhand. She hammers it straight down the court. Now she's slicing again. Shorter ball for Świątek to attack. More slice on the backhand from Muhova. Cross court on the forehand side from Świątek. Down the line, winner, Muhova.
It's the same forehand that has really enabled her to come back into this second set. And this one, pristine, beautiful, on the line, painting the line as we're getting a little bit more cloud cover. There are some thunderstorm around, but so far so good here in the Roland-Garros. 15-0.
Bookworm's been in touch. I'll give you a weather update in just a moment. But as the sun does dip behind the clouds, so Muhova returns on her forehand, and she's there again driving the ball to the backhand side of Świątek, who's got that all wrong. She sort of swiveled too far, and the backhand was going nearer to the crowd than the court by the end of it.
Yeah, the only difference is that who's taking advantage from the first hit? The serve wasn't good enough on the first serve, just not deep enough in the box, and it was Muhova just stepped into it and attacked it, and she took the rein in that point.
15:30. The sun returns. The sun doesn't want to miss this stage of the second set at 5-all, 15:30. Świątek with a good deep first serve to the backhand of Muhova, but then it's Świątek netting with her plus one on her backhand side.
To see how fast that return came back with interest. That was not a bad serve, but for some reason, Muhova is being much more aggressive now. More aggressive on the first serve than she's on the second serve of Świątek.
That has brought her two more break points, which, of course, if she converts one, would give her a second chance to serve out the set. Świątek is wide with that first serve, just as a quick look at the line judge, and then quickly gets back in position as Sophie again is going crazy now that Muhova doesn't come a little closer for this second serve.
40, you gotta maybe ask for the double fault again.
Well, she hasn't got a double fault, but she's got a deep return into play. And then the forehand cross court is wide from Świątek. She's been broken again. It's a second successive break of the Świątek serve. And for the second successive time in a moment, Karolina Muhova is going to serve for the second set.
And for the second time of this set, she will serve to try to even things out to one set all, as she's shaking her legs on her chair, trying to get the blood flowing. Remember that she played against Sabalenka when she was down 5-2 in the third set. She actually started to cramp and was able to finish it with flying colors, because she came back to win 5 games in a row and win that 7-5, saving a match point. of all things. And now, again, I mean, how much heart, how much energy does this woman have? I'm amazed.
Well,
this time I didn't write the score at 3-love.
Good.
Świątek was going to win that one because that's what I did at 5-2 against Sabalenka. I'm like, I know
Sophie,
better.
You
I've learned.
Know better than
I've
that by
learned
now.
My lesson. Yes. Oh, this one was amazing.
You mentioned the weather a short time ago. Bookworm has been in touch. Weather update is still in the clear for now. There are some showers around Romilly-sur-Seine. Are you happy with the pronunciation? Romilly-sur-Seine.
Romilly-sur-Seine. Romilly or Romilly? It's two L's or one L?
I
don't know where Romilly-sur-Seine is.
Romilly-sur-Seine.
It's close to the Seine because it's sur Seine.
Well, I worked that out. Anyway, there are some showers around there that could affect us if they hold together, but that won't be for a while.